The 418th Corn Belt Farm Hour is on the air. The Iowa Dairy Industry Commission, in cooperation with the American Dairy Association and in the interest of the nation's dairy farmers, again brings you the Corn Belt Farm Hour. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and as we move into our ninth year with this program, WHO's Farm Department couldn't have made a wiser choice in setting up our program for today. Now, today we'll have sort of a preview of the nationwide observance to be held tomorrow. Bill Diamond has arranged for an outstanding array of guests, including Iowa's First Lady, a servicewoman, the originator of the county fair, the wife and mother of a recently liberated prisoner of war, and our own farm editor's mother. Lucia Thorne will sing two favorites again today, and Don Hovey and the symphony will bring us other fine music. As a matter of fact, Don and the orchestra open the program with Quilting Party. In the face of wartime demands, our families are still getting as much milk as they want. For that fact, all America can thank millions of farmers in milk-producing states like Iowa, farmers who have kept dairy production at the very peak, despite severe labor shortages. Since milk is still available so abundantly, some families may not fully appreciate the importance of milk in the daily diet. That's why it's well to be reminded of what the scientists tell us. No other single food contributes so much to the health and well-being of mankind. Milk is the best in food. It is a rich, natural source of vitamins and proteins and minerals, the things in food needed to keep well, to look well. Milk, important? Just remember, doctors agree that children should have a quart a day, grown-ups at least a pint. So drink milk. It's delicious and mighty good for you. And now, to introduce our first guest, here's Bill Diamond.
Okay, Bobby Griffin. And to head the list on this Mother's Day program, it's logical that our first guest be Iowa's First Lady, the wife of our state's chief executive, Mrs. Robert D. Blue, the mother of two fine youngsters, 17-year-old Barbara and 15-year-old Donald, has a message for our Corn Belt listeners as she speaks in behalf of all Iowa mothers. By transcription, it's indeed an honor and a pleasure to have you with us, Mrs. Blue.
There are so many beautiful words that can describe motherhood. They have all been said many times, but each time they take on new meaning, new added depth of feeling. Mothers are very special people. But to me, the service mother of 1945 is a very special kind of person. Of all her fine qualities and characteristics, there is one word that describes her best, one word that sets her apart. This mother of 1945 is so brave. She sent her boy or her girl away to fight. She knew she might never see them again, but she sent them off with a brave smile. And to all intents and purposes, her life went on as before. She did her usual amount of church and club work, but with added vigor. When there was extra Red Cross or hospital work, or she was needed on the bond drives, this 1945 mother literally rolled up her sleeves and went to work. Many a mother is working on the victory shift in factories, still doing her homework as usual, but never for one instant does she forget her boy or girl. She's brave, and her terrible fears are locked in her own heart. And while we're speaking of mothers, let's not forget the young mother whose husband is in the armed services. She's so pretty and so brave. She knew when he left that all the responsibility now was hers. The joys and sorrows they had shared together were now hers alone. It's such a comfort to have their daddy there when the children are ill. And there's such a terrible aloneness when serious illness threatens and he's not there. In many instances, she ran the newspaper, the store, or the office, at the same time writing to him every day. I know one small town newspaper that ceased to exist because the young mother couldn't find anyone to care properly for the baby when he grew so big she couldn't take him with her in her quest for news. She decided the baby was more important than the paper. The young mother and the older mother are motivated by the same thoughts. The same hopes and fears are theirs. Countless times, each day and night, they utter the same prayer. Dear Lord, bring him back to me. I have marveled at their composure. I have marveled at their ability to carry on even in their darkest hour. Their bravery is superb. I know of one mother who, after long, anxious months of uncertainty, didn't tell her closest friends the definite news her son was lost until a day later because she didn't want to spoil the happiness over a special family occasion at which she had promised to help. In talking with these mothers, we find they have an intense hatred of war, but they have an equally intense desire to work with all their might to bring the war in the Pacific to an end. They are glad the war in Europe is over, but they know of the agony, the tears, and the blood still to be shed, the sacrifices still to be borne. They have no hope of reward except the satisfaction of a task well done. They breathe the prayer that their effort may save the life of some mother's son that otherwise might be lost. Service mother and service wife of 1945, we salute you. You are so brave.
Thank you, Mrs. Robert Blue. On Mother's Day tomorrow, many, many mothers will be thinking of their loved ones in service. Many homes will be joyous over the knowledge that soon thousands of our boys will be returning from the battlefields in Europe. Servicemen and women will be thinking of home, too. And to represent all of the millions in uniform, we welcome to our program Yeoman Virginia Ashe, a grand young woman serving our country along with thousands of other waves. Yeoman Ashe, how long have you been a wave?
I've been in the Navy 2 years now.
Apparently, would you tell us how you happened to enroll in the waves?
Well, I chose this branch of the service because I have two brothers in the Navy, and I thought that I would be helping them by releasing a man who would go to the front and be one more fighting man with them out there.
How long have the boys been in the Navy?
Well, they've been in, Donald, the youngest one, has been in 3 years, and the oldest one, Bob, has been in 6 years.
That makes Bob a pre-war enlistee, doesn't it?
That's right. He joined when he was 17.
Well, I'll bet they've had some vivid experiences, both of them.
I should say they have. Donald served out in the Pacific and went with the Marines when they were making the invasions on the Pacific Islands, and Bob has been on the Enterprise and on the Lexington and served out in the large battles that we've had out there in the Pacific.
Well, your family's pretty well represented in the service, too, I'll bet.
Yes, there are three of us, and we're all in the Navy.
Well, that's fine, 100%. Where'd you take your boot training?
I took my boot training at the Yeoman School at Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Have you been over much country since then?
Yes, from Oklahoma I went to Washington, D.C., and then I went into procurement work and came back to Iowa and have been in recruiting throughout the state and over in Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska.
In other words, you're helping other girls to enlist now.
Yes, we have recruiting duties throughout the state, and we are trying to reach all of the girls in both Nebraska and Iowa.
Well, with the war over in Europe, won't your program be reduced?
No, we have increased our quotas recently, and we now want 2,000 girls a month, and half of those girls to go in hospital work.
These girls will contribute to the hospital corps, I presume. Is there anything else that they will do?
Yes, they will also go into the 250 jobs which the Navy girls perform, covering a lot of specialized work in office and mechanics, and mostly we are interested in getting them in hospital work, though, right now.
By the way, who may enlist?
Any girl who is 20 years of age and up to 36 years of age, who's had 2 years of high school, and who is in good physical health and can pass the qualifying examinations given in our office.
Will these girls then go to school?
Yes, they will go to Hunter College in New York City for their first 8 weeks, or boot training, as we say in the Navy. And from there, some of them will go to specialized training schools, and others will go directly to their assignments.
Well, now, will these girls receive a special rating when they complete their training?
They receive ratings in the specialized field for which they have been trained, and will be rated as petty officers third class.
Do we have many waves overseas right now?
We are just beginning to send our waves overseas. We now have over 500 in Hawaii. We are hoping to have 5,000 there, and then we'll begin sending them to the Panama and Bermuda and to Alaska.
What'll they do when they're sent overseas now?
Well, they cover the same sort of jobs that they do here in the States. They will be acting as office girls, doing all kinds of office work. They'll be stenographers and telephone operators, radio girls, girls who help in mechanics, in servicing the planes.
Those sound like very interesting jobs, and if your quotas are met, you girls will be able to release a lot of men for active duty to concentrate on actual combat with the Japs. As a result, we'll have just that much speedier victory in the Pacific. So by Mother's Day 1946, let's pray the entire world will be free from the horrors of war. Yeoman Ash, if you could wrap up all the servicemen's and women's Mother's Day greetings in one little bundle, what would you probably say?
Well, I think that if they were there and had a microphone, they would say, Mother, we wish that we could be there with you to celebrate your day tomorrow, but since we can't, we send our love and our greetings, and we hope that we can be there next year.
That is a grand wish, Yeoman Ash, and we thank you. It was so nice of you to come and be our guest today. Now, for all the mothers who have sons or daughters in service, lovely Lucia Thorne sings, I Dream of You.
I dream of you more than you dream I do. How can I prove to you this love is real? You're mean to me more than you mean to be. Just can't seem to see the way I feel when I am close to you. The world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say. I want you so, more than you'll ever know, more than you dream I do. I dream of you when I am close to you. The world is far away, the words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say I want. know